You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. That's a sound from one of the streamed events from the Lyric Opera this year. They've been doing that for almost a year now. Anthony Freud is the executive director. He joins us now. Anthony, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be chatting with you this evening.
How are you holding up?
Oh, you know, we're fine. We are working hard to really try and make the best of an enormously challenging situation. Lyric Opera, like all performing arts organizations, have had a really enormously challenging year. But we are determined to make the best of it, and we're determined to think about it not as a dark year, because, frankly, it's been anything but dark. It's a reimagined year, and we've been doing an extraordinary range of virtual activity. All our reimagined programs have reached more than 161,000 viewers.
Wow, that's great.
Which I have to say is the equivalent of 50 sold-out houses in our opera house.
I suppose.
So we're far from dark.
One of the things you have, well, I mean, it's tough for everybody, but maybe a little good news for you is you tend to be dark during the summer, correct?
We do.
Yeah, so, you know, we're hoping that we're going to ramp up here over the summer, but you're going to maybe be able to avoid a lot of that and hit things full force come next fall. When does the season start?
Well, we continue to have a lot of virtual activities coming up that takes us right into the summer. But we're planning to reopen in the Lyric Opera House with a very exciting brand new production of Verdi's Macbeth in September. And who knows on one level, but I do think there is now light at the end of the tunnel. And I think even though, as always, we will put the health and well-being of our audiences and our staff and our artists as the absolute priority, we're hopeful that we can return to the Opera House in the fall.
Now, tell me about this event in the Millennium Garage, where it's kind of a drive-through or drive-by opera. It sounds incredibly clever. Explain it for me.
It's a brilliantly conceived event, conceived and directed by Yuval Sharon, who's an extraordinary opera director and opera artist. You may remember that one of the first things we had to do at the start of the COVID lockdown was cancel our brand new production of Wagner's Ring Cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the largest, most ambitious undertaking any opera company could contemplate. And so when Yuval came to me with the idea of how about reconceiving radically the last of the giant operas of the Ring and creating a series of installations, all of which take place live in a parking garage with audiences listening and watching from inside their cars, so in a COVID-safe environment. You can imagine, crazy though it was, I thought this is a really irresistible opportunity to return to live performance, and at the same time to mark the fact that what should have been a tremendous event in Lyric's history, our new production of The Ring, can still be captured in a very exciting and unusual way.
Okay, so, you know, we're just in that sort of time. Everything's a little weird or a little off kilter, but explain this for me, because when I'm picturing it, I'm in an underground garage where the ceilings are low and the floors are dirty. So how is it that you've set up a stage, or exactly how? Well, tell me the logistics of that sort of.
You're right to ask, because logistically it's really complex and wonderfully exciting. So Yuval has distilled the essence of Götterdämmerung down to six installation scenes, each of which takes place in a different part of the parking garage, isolated visually and acoustically mm-hmm. from each other scene. And you in your car will drive into the parking garage. You'll arrive at installation number one, where you'll spend 5 or 6 minutes experiencing live performances by singers, by members of the Lyric Orchestra, that will explore a particular aspect of Wagner's Twilight of the Gods. 5 minutes later, you'll be directed to drive off to installation two, where you'll spend another 5 minutes, etc., etc. So the whole drive-through experience will last 60 or 70 70 minutes, and it really explores the essence of the Twilight of the Gods. It explores a corrupt society decaying and dying. And we will encounter the great characters of the ring, Brunhilde and Hagen and Siegfried and Valtrauta. And it will be a really extraordinary experience that will, I think, be immensely accessible, whether or not you have ever had any interest in Wagner before.
So is there...
Avery R. Young, who's a fantastic Chicago multidisciplinary artist, will be our guide. He will have created a poetic narrative that he will be performing live in the parking garage.
So is it just one set of cars? There's like after the first set is done with the first scene, is there another group of cars coming in?
Another and another and another.
Wow.
So on each of the performing days, there will be 14 different groups of 8 or 9 cars.
That's fantastic.
It's logistically enormous, I have to say. And you're right. It's acoustically a challenging space. Obviously, we have to be very concerned about adequate ventilation with all the cars that are driving around at slow speed. But it's going to be really exciting. The capacity of the number of cars that can actually experience it live over the 3 performance days is limited, and it's already completely sold out. But we are planning on filming it and on making that film available free online later in the summer.
I love the idea.
Everybody can actually experience
it. We're talking to Anthony Freud, the general director of the Lyric Opera Chicago. Okay, Anthony, look, you know as well as I do that a majority of the people listening right now, and frankly, I'm among them, don't have an appreciation of opera. It might be ignorance that we don't understand it enough, but you know, it's not sort of our go-to source of entertainment. And so I want you to take this chance to explain to us what it is that's beautiful about it or what it is that we're not hearing.
Opera is telling stories through words and music, as simple as that. It needs no preparation. It needs no prior knowledge. If it's good, and I can promise you that Lyric Opera performances are always good, and you come in off the street and you receive it with an open mind and open ears, it can really blow you away. And at the end of the day, what's more universal than telling stories through words
sure.
and music? It transcends centuries. It transcends continents. It's something that absolutely everyone can enjoy. And we at Lyric are determined to break down barriers. We're determined to reach new people. We're determined to tell more diverse stories in more diverse ways.
Well, one of the ways you've been doing that, right, is you tend to do sort of a popular musical at the end of your season, or you had been doing that through the years, right, whether it's Oklahoma or West Side Story, things like that.
Exactly. For the last 7 or 8 years, we have an annual musical that takes place at the end of the opera season. And I must say that has attracted tens of thousands of new people
yeah.
into the opera house. And the good news from my point of view is that a very significant percentage of those new people, we've been able to persuade to give opera a try.
What is the difference then between if it's telling a story through music, what's the difference between opera and musical theater, say Andrew Lloyd Webber?
It's a great question with no clear answer. I think there are plenty of operas that involve speech, and there are plenty of musicals that don't involve speech. There's really no clear definition of the difference between the two. Both offer the same magic, the same emotion, the same intensity of experience. So if you've ever been to a musical and enjoyed it, please give opera a try.
Well, the Lyric is a beautiful place, the Opera House, and I know you've done some rehabilitation on it as well, right? You've actually reduced the number of seats?
Well, one of the opportunities of not having been able to perform in the Opera House over the last 12 months is that we were, thanks to a grant from an anonymous foundation, able to replace all the seats in the Opera House. The seats in the Opera House had gone way beyond their life expectancy, I have to say. And so we've used this opportunity, thanks to that generous funding, to install brand new seats in the Opera House, to realign the rows so the sight lines will be transformed to dramatically increase the number of accessible spaces, to widen the aisles so that you can come into the house and leave the house much more comfortably. And you're right, it's a magnificent 1929 architectural wonder. It's a cocktail of Art Deco and European Belle Epoque. It will have a slightly reduced capacity, but when that reduced capacity is 3,276 seats, I don't think we have to worry about it being too small.
Anthony Freud, the general director at the Lyric Opera Chicago. And so the cars that are going to go through the Millennium Park garage, I'm assuming no honking, right? The applause are not done by honking.
We'll see. People are free to honk, and we'll see what happens. This is a whole magical mystery tour that we're looking forward to immensely.
It's a great idea. I wish you huge success. Thank you very much, Anthony.
Thank you, Steve. Great to chat with you.